Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 562 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm on location at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. I'm going to talk with director of Southern Fried Funeral, which happens to be a Dietz Osborne and Nate Epler play. I'm going to talk to Joy Tilly Perriman, who is this week's guest. She is the director. She also acts in it. She also is the prop mistress, so she's very busy. So we're going to get that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I'm on location at the Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. We're going to talk a little Southern Fried Funeral with Southern Fried Funeral's director, Joy Tilly Perriman.
Hi.
Welcome, Joy. How are you?
I'm good.
So, this show's been done at the barn before. Is this your first kind of dalliance with the script?
It is. I auditioned for this the first time they did it, but I was not cast. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it twice, but this is the first time I've been in it or directed it.
So if I can't think of anyone that is... would typify, and I mean this in a good way, typify a Southerner more so than you.
Oh.
So,
it shows, doesn't it?
In a good way. But how does, as a Southerner, and you know, I think I know the answer to the question, but I want you to answer it as well. How close to home is this?
Oh, this script? Is real close to home. I think anyone who is born and raised in the South and has gone through the whole ritual of what a Southern funeral is, the family coming in and the food coming in and all the things that go around that, would truly enjoy and know what's happening in this play.
So... But I do have to compliment you on your Ozilla meeks, because not only are you directing and doing props, let's give you kudos there, but you're also playing Ozilla Meeks, who is, well, kind of the busybody.
She is the
queen bee, kind
queen bee, typical church lady who has to know everything about everybody, be in everybody's business, and try to plan everything
right.
to a T.
Now, do you think Ozella enjoys that aspect?
Oh, I think that's what she thrives on. I think that's why she gets up in the morning. I think in a lot of ways she is like my Meemaw Thompson, who the first thing she did every morning was get in the newspaper and read the obituaries to figure out which funeral home she was going to that night.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, no, because a lot of Ozella reminds me of my mother.
Is she listening?
Yes. Hey, hi, Mom. And she'd probably agree, because she's not on the funeral route per se, but she does a lot of things with like PEO and you know, red hat ladies and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So she's kind of the queen bee in the middle of everything. Right. But I think it's very funny that she's also one that would privately complain about having to be in charge. But really, no one else can do it but her.
Right. Exactly. I think that there's a reason that Ozella has been the chairwoman of the Sunshine Committee for, 30 years or whatever.
So other than all the multiple hats you're having to wear, what has been the challenge for you? First as the director, and then and then as approaching Ozella.
Well, as a director, I think that I did everything correctly in my casting because I put together. I couldn't imagine another group of people, and from the table read, it's just been so cohesive, and the relationships. We haven't had to force anything. It was just there, and it was just very organic and very natural, and I think very lovely. The biggest challenge as a director is this beast of a set that we're putting a kitchen on the Chaffin Barn, 16 by 16 inch square.
And by saying kitchen, it's almost a functioning kitchen.
Yes,
correct?
It is. The refrigerator actually works. The coffee maker's going to make coffee. There's water coming through the sink. So yeah, everything will work except for the stove. We're not going to plug it in.
Dang.
I know. We can bake cookies.
So give us a kind of the tease of the storyline for us here.
The patriarch of the Fry family, Dewey Sr., has unexpectedly passed away at his Rotary meeting, and his wife is coming into her home where her friends have already gathered, but she has three children, an overachieving younger daughter, an older daughter who's gone off to find her way in the world, and young son, well, not young, but the youngest member, the son.
The baby of the family.
The baby of the family is, we'll just call him different. So she is kind of wrangling all of these things.
So my grandmother would say he's touched.
He's touched. He's a little touched, yeah.
And of course, you get the much younger ne'er-do-well brother.
Right. Much younger. Much handsome. Yes. And Uncle Dub, man, he is just a snake in the grass. Now, he's trying to take the family land, and, as they say in Gone with the Wind, it's the land, Katie Scarlet. That's the only thing that matters.
For not even really, for himself, for money, obviously.
Right.
But it's not even like he's wanting to build something for himself.
If he'd wanted to build something for himself, he could have done it 30 years ago. He just wants it. He just wants the land.
So therein, besides the family trauma of having to go for a funeral and getting everybody in and dealing with all the foods and, so you do have then the Uncle Dub character who is the dastardly.
He is.
Maniacal.
There's one in every family.
There is, actually.
There actually is.
It's funny. It was, personally, my family, we were from Georgia. We always get together on Thanksgiving. And and invariably, we always have to say, you go around the room, what are you thankful for? And half the family suing the other half because of the inheritance of somebody else's will or whatever. So
I do know a story, not in my family, a Southern family who they really didn't have much. They didn't really have any land or anything, but the sisters fought over a quilt and some pear preserves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing I'm sure, by the time the battle got pitched, it wasn't even about the preserves or the quilt.
No. It's just about, you got something that I thought was, should be mine.
And, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, living trusts, people. Living trusts.
Right.
Everything should be.
Or you can do, you can do what my grandmother did and went around and she put a piece of masking tape underneath every piece of furniture with the person's name on it that she wanted it to go to.
Well, there's that too. I went to one of those where it was my great aunt Sabri's house and it was more of you went through and put your little sticker on.
Oh, no. Granny was like adamant about it. He was,
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. So, we have a little sidebar there. Personally.
We're Southern,
right? How's your mama name? So, Southern Fried Funeral opens October 26th, runs through
November 18th.
We can get tickets at
www.chaffinsbarntheater.com.
Chaffinsbarntheater.com. Mm-hmm. All right. So, of course, I'll have links to that on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Joy.
You're welcome, John.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank Joy Tilly Perriman for taking a little break in between the action there to chat with us for a couple minutes about the show. Ticket information we talked about in the body of the podcast will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @ inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, I'm very excited. It is our 2017 IDS Halloween Spooktacular. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So until next week, where the spooks are out, this is John Mullen saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com. Pop Alternative Media.